Yes, Black Culture, are you there?
Yes, I slash the first.
Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have Black Culture. We started off the show with Black Culture, Haile Selassie I. Brother, you want to let the listeners in Binghamton know what a Gwan?
Yeah, well, Lionsville University, December 2005, you know, it's going to be, you know, released under Mount Nebo Records, and it's going to be a very powerful piece, one of the most powerful works of my life, you see it? So, you know, I just want to let the people in know that, you know, it's going to be a real, real positive thing to look forward to. And I just would love to have the people support, you know, and just, it's just living love and Selassie.
Yes, sir. You want to tell the listeners where the inspiration come from, my brother?
Well, the inspiration there first and foremost come from the Most High, Jah Rastafari. And I like to give a love and vibes to, you know, the whole Universal family who support the realm of reggae music. You know, because see, if it wasn't for the reggae listeners, there wouldn't be no reggae. You see? Yeah. Bless up to the bless up to the people then, you know what I mean? And all of the artists and you know, it's just to call a single name would be disrespect to the next man because y'all it's just so big, you know?
Well, I want to say that you and I have something in common is that we're both from here.
Mm.
And I've been trying to push reggae music amongst I and I brethren from this side for since I've started listening to it. And I feel the vibe and I think you feel the same vibe, man. It's that the music that changed both of our lives.
Yeah, well, you know, the music will change, you know, any man's life, no matter where in the world you come from. You know what I mean? It'll have a real permanent effect on a life, whether it be a man, woman, or child. You see? So it's just, you know, I would like to give encouragement to the brothers who are not from the West Indies, who are not Jamaicans, Cruzan, you know, and let them know that you don't have to be from a certain geographical location to do good international reggae music. You know, don't just keep your mind on doing cover song and you know, just local music. You know what I'm saying? You can't be an international artist just as big as a Burning Spear, just as big as Oswald and them banding. You know what I mean? So, hey, just keep, you know, just keep the focus and look beyond. If you look beyond where you are now, you know what I mean? So, it's a big thing, man. It's not a local, just a localized thing. See?
Oh man, you sound like you're traveling on the train, brother.
No, I'm just out here in the bottom, man, enjoying the vibes of this weather, man, down here. So I'm down in Virginia right now.
Ah, is that where you're originally from?
Yes, I am. I'm down here in Hampton Roads, in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. You know,
and
yeah.
I don't have to ask you who first inspired you, but how did you get connected with the Mount Nebo Posse?
Well, it was actually the chain of command of that was I had a store called the Lion's Den in Norfolk, Virginia, from 98 to 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And this brother by the name of Polo, let's see, he got a compilation coming out as well, Wadada. He used to come to the shop on a regular basis. He linked me with this brother called Tough Lion. Tough is one of the greatest musicians that I've ever met in my entire life, right?
I hear you.
Yeah, one of the greatest guitar players, man. Wow. You know, so, you know, when I linked with Tough, me and Tuff, we didn't link on the music vibe, we just link on a, oh man, wow, you know, just Rastafari runnings, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he had a tune. I was on the phone with him one day, and he had a tune playing in the background. You know, and I just started humming a hymn, one of my original hymns, you know, just off the top, just a hymn to one of the tune. He was like, wow. He said, put words to that. Now, you know, and I put words to it, like, yeah, you know, because I've been writing lyrics since how long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, just put some words to that and put words to that, you know? Eventually, like, the following week, I went to his house and he put it down. And he was like, yo, man, you got to go up, you know, I want to introduce you to Jelani. You know, Jelani is, you know, in Babu Station.
Right.
Yeah, so I went up there. And hey, it was a done deal from there. You know, we just started putting down words. He was like, yo, you know. And oddly enough, at the time that I met was meeting them, you know, I had a case pending, going through some Babylon tribulation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the pressure of that case is what caused, you know, the music to come forward. You know, actually, this album that's about to be put out now is the lyrics from then.
From the time when you were down and you were writing the lyrics.
Right, from the time I was being pressured and the time that, you know, the fire was there under my foot. So, you know, that's basically the story of you know, in a nutshell.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I just want to let you know, my brother, that we started off the show, and everybody that has heard that tune, and it's the last tune on the Bamboo Station Talking Roots 2, everybody that hears that tune loves it, man.
Mm.
And I feel the inspiration, and I want to thank you for calling today, and I want to just say I anticipate the album coming out, man. I want to say I can't wait, man, till it comes out, because there's more messages that you have and more things you have to say, and spiritually, man, it's a positive vein in this Iowa.
Yes, I want to thank you, Ross Charles, for doing the reggae, you know, and having a reggae show and pushing the, you know, not just my music but the music of all, you know, all the artists, man, to the people there, you know, and if you're not hip to WHRW 90.5 now, hey, you better get on it, man, because, yo, Ross Charles is doing his thing, you know, blessed love to the people there, and, yo, Rastafari live it, you know?
Every time, my brother, one love, Jah guide and protect.
Yes, I can. Bless up, see you now.
Rastafari.
Rastafari.